Good morning, dear Aurelians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listeners from near and far. Today is Monday, 11th of May, and here in Auroville it's still cloudy and a bit chilled after this morning's short thunderstorm on 27 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast predicts for today a couple of morning thunderstorms around, otherwise considerable cloudiness, and considerable cloudiness with a couple of thunderstorms around late. Temperatures from low 26 to high 33 with heat index of 41 degrees Celsius. Possibility of precipitation is on 65%. Southern winds at 11 km per hour with occasional gusts of 22 km per hour. Moon is in last quarter, illuminated on 50%. The unfeeling. Spot on Paris and the amphitheater group inviting us to join them again, if the weather permits, this morning to a new launch of paper balloon, of which the last attempt was not really successful on Friday 1st of May. On 16th of May, Saturday, between 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. at Cala Kendra Bar at Nivas, they will present a book reading by author. The title of the book is Where Even the Present is Ancient, Benares. A poet, Maitri B. Chaudhry, is a Bangalore-based poet. Her poems and articles have been published in national and international journals, and Where Even the Present is Ancient, Benares is her third book. And in a book, a curious woman walking the streets of Varanasi or Benares is greeted by an array of sights, smells and sensations that range from stories of the Ganga to the Goduli, the twilight. As a sat-sutradhar, or chief narrator, author and poet, Maitri B. Chaudhry tells the tale of her encounter with the enchanting city through the medium of 50 poems and attempts to connect an India that may not realize exists. It is a book that tells the little stories that make us who we are. At Orale Cafeteria and Art Gallery is on the display the Kazaki Eagle Hunters photo exhibition, and gallery is open between 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And here's the announcement from the working committee about the summertime. Because the members of the working committee will take breaks in the summer at different times. The holidays have been scheduled in such a way that there will be always four members in Auroville at any time, and there will be a full day presence of a working committee member in the office except Saturday afternoon. And the working committee is also involved in the following topics, which are still ongoing and not yet concluded. About Aurovillians not living in and working for Auroville, jointly with the FMC. They are working on Aspiration Sports Ground, on the revision of the 5-year visa extension process, on a sludge disposal, on a special guest reception at Matri Mandir, on Raya Petai asset, jointly with the FMC, on Vindara conflict, jointly with the Auroville Council, on Auroville security, on Kotakara issue, and on the pending cases from entry service. And from Laveni comes an announcement about Verite Radial, because since the April last year they have been working on the alignment of the Verite Radial, in particular the stretch between the Eco Service Recycling Center and the node with the Ring Road. This stretch of the road passed the communities, units, Eco Service, Mantra Poetry, Yantra, Asfaneh, Udayam, Verite, Auromics and others. In most parts the existing road is to be improved, in some parts realigned. They have had several meetings on site with members of the industrial zone group and residents looking at the different options. They would like to present these options to the community for feedback. For this purpose, they have prepared a presentation at L'Avenir on second floor in Town Hall. The maps and drawings are on display for the next 2 weeks, starting last Saturday, May 9th. On Wednesday and Friday between 11 a.m. and 12, there will be a person available at the exhibition to answer questions and receive comments. Comments can also be sent by email to lavenir@auroville.org in with the topic the Verite Radial. For those currently out of Auroville, the same drawing will be made available online and the link will be circulated. And at the end of this feedback period, they will schedule a public meeting to finalize the design. Angelica and Thomas from Solar Kitchen Team and from Auroville Grain Group share with us an update regarding conventionally grown rice, AV grown rice in the solar kitchen. More and more information is available now that conventionally grown rice is in several aspects an unhealthy choice, as its processing before final consumption involves chemical treatment of which always some residues remain in the rice. Although from outside it looks shiny and white. Arbor-grown rice might not look so white and shiny, but has many health benefits, which are very positive for our body. Arbor Farmers has grown quite a lot of rice in the last year. 12,000 cages are still unavailable and it is ready now for consumption. Since many years, Solar Kitchen is daily offering a variety of Orville-grown grains like brown rice, Wagyu red rice, and parboiled white rice, and small amount of conventionally grown white. From now onwards, they will start to provide exclusively Orville-grown rice varieties and grains on Saturday. Any feedback is welcome, either to be sent to thomas@orville.origin for grain group, or to angelica@orville.origin for Solar Kitchen. And here's the note from Eco Service, because they would like to thank everyone for their cooperation and patience and support during recent meltdown. They're getting back on track with some new team members on board. And due to these changes, right now they have only one phone number to call, and that is Jillian's one, and it is 944-206-7481. So if you don't get through, you could send a text, or you can email them at ecoservice@orville.origin with your collection request. If you need a regular pickup, you should send them a mail with a request and they will try to include it in their schedule. The basketball community of Orville is happy to announce the launch of AV Hoops Season 2015, which will be taking off today, 11th of May. And they're asking for our help and collaboration. After having tried for the past 3 years, the time has finally come. And this Orville Hoops Season 2015, it will go on throughout most of the year for a period of 7 months. All it will happen at the new creation basketball court opposite of La Piscine. Matches will start every Monday, Wednesday and Saturday at 5:30 p.m. Each team will play a total of 30 matches, and that's grand total of 180 matches. They invite the community to come and watch and enjoy the comfort of the spacious stands with state-of-the-art Tata Steel roofing sheets. But for this great sports event to happen, they need financial help, contribution from as many of us as possible, and as much you can willingly donate. Account number is 250035, but we can also email them to viriak2000@yahoo.com or velo@orville.origin. And Kripa and Ayapan for Sankalpa, our journeys, they would like to update us on our art cart, because their mobile community art project continues to bring people of all ages and backgrounds together through the creativity. The cart and regular activity has facilitated the creation of almost 1,000 pieces of artwork since mid of July 2014. The cart will be closed from 5th of May until 15th and reopen on May 19th. Once they return, they will continue to have some space and materials dedicated to creating prayer flags for Nepal. And here's the word from us. The recent improvements of the radio space give us the ability to focus on improving other aspects of the radio. We are including several regular contributors to our program. If you'd like to offer your help in creating, editing or hosting a program on a topic, please contact us. Inge and Selvan from Resident Assembly Service agreed to help us recording meetings, and this is a big help. Networking is good use of human resources and will certainly broaden our ability to include and process more content no matter the number of the radio staff members. And regarding the FM application, Acura Management has forwarded the request to Avenir for their care on the location of the tower, which must be specified in the application. And we are always looking for people who are interested in the field of journalism and sound production to join the team, as well as a photographer to share images of Orville's daily life on our social media network, and software developer familiar with the mobile apps. And thanking you for listening and wishing you a peaceful summer. Let us conclude with movies. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, today they will screen comedy fantasy PK, made in India in 2014 by director Rajkumar Hiran. Tomorrow they will screen an Italian drama, Along the Ride, made in Italy in 2006 by director Kim Rossi Stewart. And on Wednesday we can see Culture, Don Pasquale, the opera from Donizetti. And it was made in UK in 2011 by director Otto Schenk. And the mother wrote, "Make me entirely transparent so that my consciousness might unite with thine. I aspire to place at thy feet all the riches of this world." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on orvilleradio.org.